Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Doesn't sound coming to you on a Thursday night. Yes, post Thursday night football. I have Mikey Meatballs fiddling with knobs. I have babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess, and joining me as always, my gurus of gambling, my wizards of wagering, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, a degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Brian, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, Brian. Brian is pretty chipper for suffering a bed ache ages. We're going to get to it in a second. The Packers lose to the Titans 27-17 just a few moments ago. The Packers were a three-point favorite. 40.5 was the over under. So the dog in the over hit just like it did Monday night. Congratulations to Green Bay. First team to clinch their under for their total wins. 10.5. They ain't getting that. They may get 10.5 losses, but Harry, an enormous game for Ryan Tannehill. Pretty damn good game for Derrick Henry and the Packers. I don't even know if this was as close as 27-17.
No, yeah. I mean, look, Henry was good, had two complete passes. But Tannehill, like you said, 333 yards in the snow, in the cold. By the end of the game, it was like 23 degrees. Just Green Bay, a lot of times this year, not just tonight, but a lot of times this year, where's their secondary in some of these coverages? They're just getting torched for 20, 30-yard plays constantly all season, and it happened again tonight.
Oh, and Parlay Kid, it just makes the Cowboys loss that hurt that much more because this is a garbage team. I don't know if I want to blame Rodgers or whoever, but yeah, we could start with the defense. It looked like a team like the Cowboys should have scored 50 on them. Tannehill for 333, as Harry said. Even Henry threw a touchdown pass, but Rodgers 2-3. Harry, you went under. You lost your well, first of all, we all lost our first touchdown bet. Of course. Who was it? Hilliard, 21-1. Good job by us. I don't know how the hell we would have had that. Harry, you lost your prop bet, Rodgers over 240. You had a shot at the end, and then a stupid fourth and one play.
This awful. Is, right? Yep, that probably would have got, if they get that first down there, he probably gets it. But still, again, Rodgers, bad passes. Totally outplayed by Tannehill at all. Bad.
Yeah. Now, Parlay Kid, what was your prop?
Lazard over 47.5 yards.
Right, you got that late. He had 57.
Yeah. Yep. And combined with my EP pick with Rodgers under 200.
Right.
Where you kind of got lucky that I hit both, you know, in that situation.
Yeah. So yeah.
I will take it. And I think three or four of us had Tennessee today. So,
yes. Harry had Green Bay. Yeah. Harry, what'd you do? You went 0 for 4, huh?
I got roped into Green Bay. I got roped into that. You know,
who roped you in? Not us. We all had Tennessee.
No, I know. But I mean, I thought maybe this Green Bay team would have a little bit of life after beating Dallas.
They did. They had exactly that. They had a little bit of life. That was it.
Awful. You know how much I hate taking Green Bay in the first place whenever I do. And I did tonight and I got smoked.
I know. And well, you're going to get smoked on Twitter if it's still around by Ben Kelly once he sees you went 0 for 4. Oh, boy. Get ready. It's
well, coming. I will now, say Brian, this, though. By the way, yeah. I will say this, though. I did have the research done for the same prop Darren had. I had Lazard over, and then I realized he took the pick, so then I had to change it. So I did have kind of a winner.
Apologize, Darren. Apologize, because that never happens when he has a loser, but right.
Yeah, together, but no, yeah. Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had Tannehill over 32.5 for a long pass. I think he had like three over 32.5.
Yeah, at least three.
That was nice. That was nice. Burks had one at the end. That would have been fun if that was the last play, a meaningless 50-yard toss there. So that's that. All right, Bry, I've given you some time to catch your breath. Tell us about this bed ache.
All right. Well, I gave you guys, I said how much I love the under, which obviously sucked tonight, although it ended up being close. But I had the under. I loved the under 7.5 in the first quarter. I gave you guys a million reasons why. But, you know, Tennessee comes out and scores right away. Right. So I was like, crap, this is probably not hitting. But then Green Bay goes on an extremely long drive. And now the first quarter I was listening in the car, but this drive is going on forever. It's second down. All right. It's second down. The clock had been running. It's second down and 8. They do a little handoff, delayed handoff, I think, to Aaron Jones. It doesn't get much. The clock is just running. The announcers are saying, all right, we're going to the second quarter. right? That they're telling me
on over. You won. Yeah,
I won.
It's ended. It went on.
The radio is telling me it's going to the second quarter. I think I win. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh no, Rodgers lining up. They caught them with 12 men on the field. So I guess they hurried up. But we were saying that Parley Kid said it. I went back and looked too. It looked like the Packers themselves were not set during that play. It didn't seem
right.
So no time left. Rodgers kind of scrambles, finds Watson back of the end zone.
Touchdown. Quick snap. Yeah. He had a free play.
Quick snap. So I wonder if there was 12, if there was just 11 guys on the field, if they just let
He tries to get you once a game like that. That's his only trick he has left, really. All right. It's not all bad, terrible, Brother Bri. You're in first place still in our extra points pool. It's extrapoints.com/arcade. Everyone can participate, win $100 in the Pick'em contest and win a gold cap in the prop quiz contest. Do that right now or wait till the podcast is over. You can press pause. I don't know how it works on your phone, but Brother Bri is in first amongst the staff. Hench and Harry are one game behind. Harry, you say this is the week you're going to catch him.
Oh yeah, sure. I like a lot this weekend. Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
We're going to go overall.
Just a matter of time.
I don't know. I didn't love last weekend.
I
don't necessarily love this.
All right. Well, we'll go over six pro games. We'll go over three college games. Lots of good ones. One of them was going to be great and then move to just average. Let's do that first. Buffalo, Cleveland. This was 8.5. Then it went down to 8. Buffalo's favored. They were home. And then there's news that it's going to snow between 3 and 6 feet, and everybody collected it. The nation gets excited. The nation as a whole comes together. And it's like, we're going to see some snow football and it's going to be terrific. And it's not going to be that kind of crap where it's already snowed like 8 hours before and they already have it like pushed to the side. No, it's going to be blizzard. We're seeing clips of what it's going to look like. And then they say it's going to be, what do they call it? A blizz storm, a lightning. What do they call the lightning snow? I don't know, a blizz,
thunder, a blitzer? Snow, they call it thunder snow
the, or something. Thunder snow. There's something with the Z. Yeah. And so then they threaten to move the game to Detroit. Like, no one wants to see that. So I don't know how they know this, but I guess they had to make the call by Thursday afternoon, and they did. They moved it to Detroit, Parley Kid. And now spread is the same. It actually went up a little for a minute. Now it went back down to where it was when the game was in Buffalo. It's in Detroit. Buffalo is technically home. I guess they get the home seats to sell. 49.5. The over under went from 42 to 49.5 now. The policy is you get your money back if there's a change in venue. If the home team is no longer home, even if it's in the same week. Now we're going to see some books. There's going to be a variation of that, but I'm pretty sure that's how, wherever you bet it, it's going to be. But Parley Kid, how do they know it's going to be? I get it that lightning's dangerous. How do they know that in that 3 hour time period, 72 hours from now, we're going to see lightning? Just leave it in Buffalo. Delay it a little
bit. I think we would like to see that, right? A football game in the snow. It's easy for us to say. I'm sure the fans, I don't know, how do the Buffalo fans feel? I think that's who I would be.
Well, a lot of them aren't going to be able to travel.
They're not going to be able to travel now. So you can't travel, right? Unless you're going to go, tomorrow, you're saying we're going to go to Detroit. Might be nice to get out of there for the weekend. But what are you going to come home to? I mean, that's going to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you might get home Wednesday. Yeah. So there were a lot of jokes about Nick Chubb being 5'10". He's not going to be able to see over the 6 feet of snow. That's, I don't think, how it works, Bri. I don't think you're not just like burrowing your way through to a first down. But I think this is better for the Bills, actually. You got an O-line that, if it's a slippery, snowy game, whose O-line can stand up and not fall down? Mm-hmm. And, Nick Chubb against Singletary, that's probably what it is. And not great to be in the snow for Josh Allen, who's had accuracy problems. That said, I am taking the Browns. I think this is what they do. I think the 8 is too much, and I've seen too much weirdness out of Josh Allen and the Bills. And I think this is like a 26-21 type game. Bri, you're going Bills.
Well, I'm going Bills. I actually think this does favor them a little bit. We were talking about this. If this was in bad conditions and the Browns have very good running game, and the Bills don't necessarily. You could see this being maybe a little bit of an issue. Now playing indoors on turf, I think this favors the Bills significantly. But look, we know the Bills, look, they lost back-to-back games where they were 10.5 and 6.5 point favorites. But now is the time they have to have urgency. They really do. We haven't seen it in this team really since the Chiefs game. I do think they're going to play much better. But look, this is the thing with the Browns. At times this year, their defense has been pathetic. You know, they've given up 38 points, 39 points, and 31 points to all three AFC East teams. They will not be able to stop the Bills, I don't think, in this game. They are 1-5 against the spread in their last six. So Bills to score. Bills are going to score a lot of points. I'll probably take the over for points in this game, and they're going to cover.
Yeah, of course. It's it's interesting. Deshaun Watson, I guess, gets to practice 2 weeks. Parlay kid, and then he could play in week 13 against Houston. But I was looking at the waiver wires, and Christian Watson went for more money than Deshaun Watson this week. But this was the big week to pick up both of them. So you would have looked at that and said, what the hell's going on? Harry, you would like this. Since 2020, teams to lose by 20 or more points the week before, which is what the Browns did to the Dolphins, are 70-49 against the spread in their next game, and 54-30 against the spread when listed as an underdog. So there you go. I don't know. That's one reason I'm taking Cleveland, but probably Buffalo on a money line parlay. All right, let's take a quick break. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino. It's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer. Free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingNDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net, Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700, Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT, Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, Parlay Kid, let's do this. Dallas 1.5 and 48 at Minnesota. We looked at this, we laughed. We're like, haha, the Vikings should be favored. They're 8-1. How does an 8-1 team at home not get the nod over the visiting Cowboys? Yeah. I don't care what their record is. In fact, it's only the second time an 8-1 team has been installed as an underdog at home since the merger with their starting quarterback. It's one thing if like Cousins were to get hurt or something, but that's not the case. I know Harry knows this is a fraudulent Viking team. This is why he wouldn't even take them this week. The Cowboys absolutely need this more. That was a huge. I think they let down big time, Paulie kid, the Vikings after that Bills game. I worry about controlling Jefferson, and I know they're always one play away, and their running game, running defense has not looked good. And Dalvin Cook broke a big one last week. So I don't want to, we're not giving up on that run defense. We get, you know, we get Lawrence. I was out of practice today, but he's supposed to trending to play. Anthony Barr should play. I'm going Dallas 27-23. You like him too?
Yeah, I like it right around that number that you're saying there, Sal. Look, we can say that the Vikings have been pretty fortunate this year to have the record that they do have. Tip of the cap to them, though. I mean, they've won the games they should have won no matter what. And I just think, yes, you know, football is a game of emotion no matter what we say, right? We saw probably a letdown with Green Bay in the game against the Titans after what looked like a very emotional win for them against the Cowboys last week.
Yeah.
Cowboys the opposite, right? Came out a little flat out of the bye, even though they did hold a lead pretty much late into that game, still didn't look great. And now, you know, that Vikings win was incredible last week. Cowboys can play well on the road. I'm not really worried about that. Going into Minnesota and playing, we beat them last year, right? With Cooper Rush.
Yep.
We beat Minnesota, and over there too, as well. I think Dan Quinn will devise an excellent game plan this week because we know Dan Quinn's a very good defensive coordinator. And I think he took last week's game pretty personal. And he's kind of saying, no, we can stop the run. We're going to be okay. I think the Cowboys do just that, kind of stifle the run. Diggs does a really nice job. Hopefully he's the guy that's going to be chasing Jefferson around all game. And the Cowboys pull out a close one here, Sal. I say the same thing. It's going to be like a 28-24 type of win.
Okay. Here's what gives me some hope. Vikings ranked 29th in opponent yards per pass attempt, which really, really should help this offense get back on their feet. Although we really should have done it against the Packers too, after seeing what we saw. The backup safety ate us up. Two interceptions by him. The guy did nothing today. So anyway, all right, that's that. Harry, let's get to you. Let's go to the Sunday night game. Chargers and the Chiefs. The Chiefs opened as a 7-point favorite. And we talked about like how the Chargers, the punchline is, oh, they don't have any fans. There's no home field advantage. Well, I think they actually gave the 3 points, the obligatory 3-point advantage to the Chiefs, although it's now gone down to 5-52 is the over under. Harry, tell us why you like the Chargers.
Look, this is it for the Chargers. You got to have this. You have to have this with W if you really want to contend and think that you got a shot at a playoff berth. Allen and Williams practiced this week, which is good. And on the side of the Chiefs, Smith-Schuster has a concussion. He didn't practice today. Hardman's on the IR, so that's something benefiting the Chargers. In the last 5 games against Kansas City, the point differential is plus 11 on the side of the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning. Listen, I don't love this game, but I do like the Chargers to cover the spread. And I think they do a little shot at the money line too, because they need this more than Kansas City does.
Yeah. 4 of the last 5 between these teams has been a 1-score game. And when they played earlier in the year, the Chargers were up 17-7. They held Mahomes to 235, season low.
Yeah.
You know, we saw Khalil Mack. We see the defense played well last week. I know it's against Jimmy G, but before they started getting run on, which you don't think the Chiefs will do. Also, the offense was bad, the Chargers, after the first quarter, after that first drive, actually. They had like 160 yards, but I don't think the Chiefs defense is going to be as smothering. Mahomes just 1-5 against the number this year after a straight up win. Herbert 9-5 against the spread as an underdog. I say 30-26. Chiefs win, but take the 5 points. This is my favorite of the week. Pats and the Jets. Now, just moved off the 3. The Patriots are now a 3.5-point favorite at home. 38 is the over-under. Parlay Kid, you're with me, or I'm with you. You like the Patriots. I don't even think this will be close.
Wow. Really, Sal, you don't think it's going to be close, huh?
I have 27-16, maybe a late score for the Jets.
Okay, I mean, we know.
I like the spot for the Patriots.
Well, I do too, Sal, here. Both, right, Belichick is usually excellent coming off a bye week, having an extra week to prepare for a team like the Jets. I think obviously this is a game where the loss of Breece Hall probably is going to really affect the Jets. Patriots defense over the last few games has really seemed like that the old Patriots defense, right? Limiting teams to points, not giving up really many points at all, causing turnovers. Even though they have a lot of no-name players on that defense, they're just as solid as usual. I agree, Sal. Weather is turning here. Low-scoring affair. Patriots defense outplays the Jets defense. The Patriots coaching staff devises a really nice game plan here. But I'm not sure if it's – I don't know if this, they're going to run away with it. I don't think New England's offense against this Jets defense can really pull away. I look at this as like a 2013 game Patriots
win. All right. Yeah. Belichick, you mentioned off the bye, 15-6 straight up. I don't trust Zach Wilson. I feel like, you know, and that Bears game was weird. The Bears went in there and just blitzed the Patriots a few Monday nights ago. And that's – but I look at this as a – you know, that's a learnable game right there. And it's going to be more like when the Lions came to town. Zach Wilson threw three picks a few weeks ago when the Pats went into MetLife and won. He seems like one of the young quarterbacks that Belichick owns. Zach Wilson's played one game on extended rest. And he lost 54-13 to the Bills. And I don't know how much we want. I know a lot of this is Brady numbers, but Pats 11-0 in their last 11 home games versus the Jets, 10-0 in their last 10 overall. You know, Jets themselves and 1-10 the past 11 after a bye. I know Salah, different team, all that. I still think 27-6. I'd be shocked if the Patriots lost.
Do you remember? I think this has happened a couple times already this year, Sal. But do we remember? Maybe it's me. It probably happens all the time. I just never noticed that these teams playing each other so close.
Couple weeks apart.
Yeah. I don't recall that as happening as often as we're seeing like this year on the schedule.
Right. Panthers, Falcons did that. Yeah.
I know this has been, this is 3 weeks, but technically with both teams, you know, with the bye week for both teams inside, it's really, they've only had one game in between the last time they met.
Right.
So
there's a couple towards the end of the year where their division foes, I can't get off the
Giants
top of my
and
head.
Giants and Washington do that.
Play like 14, week 14 and 17 or something. Right. Like,
no, yeah, it's Giants and Washington. Giants, yeah, it's like they play.
Oh, yeah, that was 2 weeks
game
apart.
They play, yeah.
Right, yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah, so I don't know who that favors, but yeah, I'm I think sure the Breece Hall is going to be. But yeah, look for Zach Wilson. I don't know. I'd bet unders in all his stats for that game. All right, Brian, let's talk to you. Cincinnati -4, 40.5 at Pittsburgh. Wild week one rematch. It was the game of the year. Pittsburgh pulled it out. Well, not the game of the year, game of the week for week one, but Pittsburgh pulled it out. I like the points here. I like taking the 4. I think you do as well.
I do. I like the 4. Look, it may end up being a stupid pick because I do think if Cincinnati wins, they could win big, right? Steelers might not win a blowout, but I do think they keep this close. We saw in week one, right, in that crazy game, the Steelers sacked Burrow 7 times, right? And they won that by 3. It's crazy how important one player can be, and that's what Watt is. He's so damn dominant. He's going to wreak havoc, I think, on this line. He might help force a turnover or two to keep this close. The Bengals defense is good though too. So I think Pickett's done a good one thing that's a little surprising with Pickett. He does use his legs and run much better than I thought he would. Yeah. So he's going to probably have to make a few plays with his feet in this game. I think they keep it close. I'm not sure who wins this. I do think it's a late field goal game again, but I definitely prefer the 4 at home here.
Yeah. I got 22-20. Yeah. Chase had 10 catches that first game. He's nowhere to be found. Steelers do well again, aside from, you know, just getting to the quarterback, and they will get to Burrow again, maybe not 7 times, but they do well against top 10 run. They were a top 10 run defense, tied for the league best. It's like 42 yards or something. So anyway, yeah. Look, listen, Tomlin's stats here, 15-2-1 against the spread after week 5 as a home underdog. That's crazy. And he's covered 9 straight. So I'm betting on Tomlin here. We didn't mention Kenny Pickett once, but I just think if you keep them down, hold them to one mistake, 2 mistakes, I think they're in this game, and the 4 is the way to go. Take the points. All right, Harry, your former Giants, your former favorite team, Giants, -3, 44.5 versus the Lions. Every week they play some lousy team and they're only like 2 or 3 point favorite. And I guess we should have taken them against the Texans. I mean, I think they went down to like 3.5, 4 last week against the Texans, who are the worst team, right? Record wise. But what do? Are we going to get bit? You're taking the Giants. I'm going Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants. Look, the Giants don't blow anybody out either. So I don't know what the Lions, I think the Lions kind of fair here considering Detroit's 1-2 in a row, but New York is 5-1 straight up at home. It'd be nice to see if the Giants can get a Kenny Galladay sighting, especially against his former squad. We'll see about that. But aside from that, Detroit hasn't won 3 games in a row since November 19th of 2017, almost 5 years to the day on Sunday. But basically here, just give me the best player on the field in Saquon Barkley. Let him win the game for you. If he gets like 90 yards, he overtakes Derrick Henry for most rushing yards in the season so far. So just, this has been a situation for the Giants in a couple of games. Let Barkley dominate against a average team. And they win, and I think they cover the spread, and I think they win by 7.
I have it 24-23. I'm taking the Lions and the points. The Giants are well coached and they win for this guy. But I think if you look at their numbers, points scored, they're 22nd in the league, 24th right. defensively, DVOA, the Giants. It's fair. It should be about 3. And this Lions team is pesky. Like they play spoiler. They never left that Bears game. You know, it could be a case, like I said, where they go when they went to New England and got thrashed. But I don't think so. I think they keep this close. Maybe the Giants looking ahead to Thursday, and it's closer than they want it to be. Saquon is the best player on the field, but Lions could do some damage with their run game as well. So I say 24-23. I am taking the points. All right. Is that it? Did we do 6 pro games? Or did we miss one? That's 6, right? That's Dallas, 6. Buffalo. All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll go over the college games.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, 3 college football games we're going to focus on. Let's start with the one I will be at, Bri. Mm-hmm. Oregon, they were a 3-point favorite in Eugene against Utah. The over-under is 60, but now they're a 2-point dog because of Bo Nix. They still say they have hopes that he's going to play, but that 5-point swing makes me think there's no way he's suiting up, and that's why you're taking Utah, who really kind of owns this team, right?
Yeah, well, look, I'm changing it up.
Here. Oh, all right.
I'm changing it up. I do like Utah for the game. I do think one thing I think really there has to be a bet. I'm actually going to go over 60 here.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I find it hard to, I know what you're saying with that line. I find it hard to believe he's actually not going to play here, but I said this to you before, whoever wins this game, that's where Archie has to go to school. That would be a fun bet, right? Because isn't Utah one of the schools too that he's looking at?
No, not really.
Oh, no, he's not.
Do you have to be Mormon? Do you have to be Mormon? He got into Oregon State. I gotta let TJ Houshmandzadeh know. He could.
All right.
Oregon's next. Yeah.
All right. But I do think that would be a fun bet. But yeah, I'm gonna lean over 60 here. Look, in terms of, I mean, obviously Bo Nix is a big factor here. But Oregon, you know, besides the loss of 37-34 to the Huskies last week, they had scored at least 40 points in 8 straight games.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to score on Utah for whatever reason. This definitely is not the same Utah team defensively that we've seen. Mm-hmm. Utah did give up 42 points to both UCLA and USC. But the thing is, Utah's offense has been rolling too. They've scored over 40 points in 4 of their last 6. This Pac-12 has had a lot of offense this year so far. So I'm actually, yeah, I don't know. I'm a little scared of Oregon in this game, so I'm gonna go over instead of 100% backing Utah.
All right, yeah, Utah has trouble. Listen, if it's Ty Thompson, by the way, Mesquite High School, Harry, Ty Thompson, right there. Oh. What was that, Chandler? Mesquite. Yeah. I don't know. Right by you. Are you rolling dice in the background, Harry? What is that? What is that noise that you, every time you
move? Probably sniffling or something.
What am I doing? I don't know.
He's writing.
I'm not writing.
What the hell are you
doing?
Writing?
Nothing.
Transcribing? All right. You're doing nothing. Ty Thompson, Dan Lanning is big on Ty Thompson if he has to play. Obviously, Bo Nix, that's a big, they'll miss him. 73% leads the country in completion percentage. But Utah 2-8 in their last 10 away from Rice Eccles against teams with a finish with a winning record. Oregon's one of them. Utah's 1-4 against the spread in their last 5 road games. I think that place is going to be crazy. I'm going under here, Brian. I'm going 31-23, and I might streak. I don't know. Does that help Archie's chances of getting in if I streak?
Where are you guys sitting anyway?
Like 58th row. I don't know what that is, but it's like the 58th row.
Are you in the 50-yard line, or where are you?
Not exactly 50, but yeah, somewhere okay. around there. Somewhere
all right.
around there. Not too bad. You'll see us. You won't have to look in the stands.
Everybody wearing green.
If you're streaking, I'll see you.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. You'll see me like you've never seen me before. All right. I'm taking the +2. Brian is going over. Let's go USC, UCLA. The Trojans favored by 2.5. This is Damashek did this matchup. He's responsible for this uniform matchup as it is. Joel, what is it? He had the coaches on the phone like in 2006. He had Pete Carroll. And who was the UCLA coach in like 2006? I forget the story. He's only told me 47 times.
Chip Kelly?
No.
Rick?
No, it was a long time ago. No, who was it? Well, yeah, it was Rick Neuheisel, right? Yeah, I think it was. He had them both on the phone, and he said, go back to the standard gold against the powder blues against the crimson red. And do it. And they did. And they've worn it ever since. So wow. He takes full credit for that. USC minus 2.5. They've won.
Why did they take his call?
I don't know. I don't know. They came on together and then discussed it. Maybe it sounds like it's something they wanted to do. They've won 5 of the last 7 meetings, USC, against UCLA. I'm taking UCLA, and I normally wouldn't because I'm so mad at them still for losing to Arizona. And this has to be the biggest over-under, Harry, in this history of this rivalry. 76. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, 71 completion percentage, second in the Pac-12. I think he has a good game. He only has UCLA is going up against a juggernaut, and USC has 20 takeaways this year. But Thompson-Robinson, only 4 interceptions. Charbonnet runs wild. He leads the Pac-12 with over 1,100 rushing yards. 30-24. I'm going way under the 76. Ooh. I'm taking UCLA. You like USC.
Yeah, I kind of like kind of make a point here for the over too, but I do like USC minus the 2.5, guys.
So 8
points. Games. But listen, 8 games, USC have scored 40 points or more in 8 of their games. Only loss was by 1 to a very good Utah team. I think it's payback time also from last year. USC got pummeled by the Bruins. UCLA hung 62 on them. I think a big game for Caleb Williams here for USC. And UCLA's defense, not that great this season. 5 of the last 6 games, they have allowed 32 points or more. Overall, I just find the Trojans to be a stronger overall team.
Could we, Brian, so would it work out if USC is out of the playoffs and Michigan's out? That would be the Rose Bowl, right? Probably.
That'd
be as good a game as any, right? That'd be a fun one.
Yeah,
then who would have to be? Tennessee would have to be in. Georgia would have to be in. Ohio State and like TCU. I guess that's how it would have to be.
Yeah,
that'd be a fun one.
Unless the Rose Bowl this year isn't one of the playoff games, though, right? Like the way they do it now.
Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I can't.
Babyface, maybe you could find that out. I don't know. All right, the other one, TCU. We just discussed them, Parley Kid. 2.5 point favorite over Baylor at Baylor. 57 is the over under. You, like me, are taking TCU.
Yeah. So what's not to like about TCU? Having an exceptional year. They know they have to win out, right, to have any chance to make this playoff. I'd like to see TCU make the playoff, I think. Max Duggan, their quarterback, has been fantastic. 25 touchdowns to only 2 interceptions. Kendre Miller, their running back, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. Last week, as a dog against Texas shut down their defense, shut down that Texas Longhorn offense. So they're kind of very well balanced, TCU. In a game last week where they didn't put up a lot of points, their defense showed up. Most of the time, their offense is going to show up as well. Baylor's coming off a very poor game against Kansas State. I'm sure they'll play a little bit better, but their offense doesn't really scare anyone this year. Kind of have a decent running game. Their passing game leaves a little bit to be desired. So TCU keeps it rolling, keeps and look, Sal, for a team that's 10-0, I mean, they kind of, you know, -2.5 here to a 6-4 team. What other team that would be undefeated here in the NCAA playing a 6-4 team?
Road or no road? The Vikings. Yeah, right. The Horned Frogs are the Vikings, for sure, basically.
Kind of like that, right? So,
purple power.
Some people might say that's a little fishy, that's a little weird, but no, let's take it. It might just be too easy. So TCU rolls.
Well, they were getting seven against Texas, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 12 of the 17 Power 5 teams to start 10-0 in the CFP era have made the playoffs. I would have thought it'd be more, 12 of the 17, but so I don't know. So that means it's a better than a coin flip, but if they keep it going, I like them too, Parley Kid. I like it 29-20. Both offenses kind of struggled last week, right? As much as they, as stellar as they were defensively against Texas, they didn't really light it up on the board offensively. And you mentioned that Baylor didn't either against Oklahoma State. They lost by double digits at home. They've not been great at home anyway. They lost two of their last three home games. They scored three against Kansas State, like I said last week. Points per game, 40.5 TCU. You look at their bigger body of work and not last week. Yards per game, 487. That's first. Scrimmage touchdowns, 51. That's first. You mentioned Kendre Miller, 115 rushing yards a game. That's second in the Big 12. I like them. Their defense showed up last week. It shows up again, 29-20. I am going TCU. And then we get another week of this. So they're already in the Big 12 championship, right, Harry?
Yeah, I think they are.
And so is that that's just the top two teams? There's no divisions in that.
Top
right?
two. And I think as of right now, it would be Kansas State. But,
yes, Kansas State's 5-2, Oklahoma State's 4-3, Baylor's 4-3. So then Texas is 4-3. Yeah, it's really, really jumbled up there. So we'll see. Who's Oklahoma State play? They're at Oklahoma and then they play West Virginia. Mm-hmm. Right. So they should lose another. Just trying to see.
Kansas State plays Kansas and West Virginia.
At West Virginia and home for Kansas. Interesting. All right. So, yeah, it probably will be them. So there you go. All right. Let's do it, guys. It's time. Shark Tank. I don't know if you're going to do better than last week's Shark Tank. 3-0. Parlay Kid hits a 10-1 prop on Poirier to win in the third round. Stop them. Submission. Beautiful. Harry, you had the Vikings. You were shirtless. You danced around. That was your
plus pick. 152.
Right. And Brian, you had the Steelers, right? Plus the point or minus the points, right? Against the Saints. So that was a win. So let's do it again. Parley Kid, I went with you last week. Let's hear it again. What is it?
Yes. Well, look, I think I'm going to take one of my, you know, one of our favorite type of money line parlays here this week in the NFL. So I'm not even getting a plus number on this one. Minus 140. But I deserve to do this after.
Sure.
Third round stoppage last week. I deserve it. So I know you're going with the Browns to cover, but the Bills are the first team I'm starting off with.
I'll listen. All right.
-365. I don't think the Bills players are disappointed getting to play indoors in this game at all. I know they play well in the cold, but I think if you could ask any player, I think they're probably ecstatic to be playing in some nice conditions. Sal, I like the Bills to take care of business in this game. So I think you'll like that. I like the Ravens. I know they're minus 800 here. Mayfield making his return for the Panthers. Ravens, again, they take care of business here. I know we're given a lot here at minus 800. And then we're going to take the Eagles to bounce back, Sal, minus 320 against the Colts. Eagles are too good for the Colts. I know they're on the road, minus 320. So a lot of huge, huge favorites here. So, but still balances out to minus 114. Basically, I'm getting even odds for all these right. three teams. So Eagles, Ravens, Bills. I think this is an easy one, Sal. Easy. Mm,
they all look so easy. They always do. All right, Harry, give us one that's not so easy.
Okay, I'm going to do a teaser. I'm going to do a two-team, seven-point total NFL teaser. I'm going to start with the Chicago-Atlanta game to go over 42. Look, I know Atlanta laid an egg on Thursday in Carolina, but the Falcons at home are averaging 26 points per game this season. As for the Bears, defenses are having a brutal time trying to stop Justin Fields' rushing attack. The
just
Bears
like you
last
called it,
games,
just like you said.
I didn't expect it to be that good. But it has been, teams will figure it out. But just right now, they're not figuring it out because the Bears' last four games, they've scored 33, 29, 32, and 30. And their games, those four games, are averaging 63 points a game. So give me over 42 between the Bears and the Falcons. And I'm gonna parlay that with in the teaser with Rams, Saints, under 46. The Rams have scored the least points in the NFC. Second worst in the NFL. The Texans have more points than the Rams right now. That is crazy to think. Cooper Kupp out. They're 31st in the league in total yards. So so that's the Rams side. Now the Saints side, three straight games, 40 points or less in their games. And if you take those three games over the last seven games for the Rams, 10 total games between these two, none of them have reached 46 points. So give me under 46 in Rams Saints, over 42 Atlanta and Chicago.
All right, Bri, finish us off.
I have a really weird one. Because I will say, outside of the games we already touched upon, the games I like, I for some reason I have like the Panthers and the Colts covering those spreads.
Oh no!
For the picks covering the spread, so I didn't want to touch. I don't necessarily love the game, so I'm going to actually do a UFC pick. It's kind of stealing a little bit of what Parlay Kid did last week in trying to hit a round prop, but I'm actually going to take. So in the main event this week, the heavyweight fight between Derek Lewis and Sergey.
Oh, yeah. That's Bivak. This week?
Yeah, that's the main event. Although Derek Lewis has not been nearly as good. He's always exciting. He's going to have a great interview at the end of it. But I'm actually taking the fight to end in the second round. So either guy to win in the second round at plus 320. So actually, Derek Lewis's last six fights, none of them have gone the distance. They've all ended within three rounds. Actually, out of his last 10 fights, five of them have ended in the second round. So a guy like Lewis, and especially against somebody fighting like Spivak, who will do well on the ground. If this ever gets to the ground, Lewis is going to be in trouble from a submission game or ending it. Lewis can survive a first round beating, but we've seen, you know, he's taken some punishment early in these last two fights between Pavlovich and Tuivasa. So I think this is going to be a fight that ends early, but I will say Derek Lewis gets through the first round.
I like it. And then, say no more.
Yeah. Plus 320.
I like it. Plus 320.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Second round. Right. I'm doing it. I'm jumping on with Bryce. Nice. Harry, how did you not do Qatar and Ecuador? I can't believe that. Blasphemous. That's not your best bet.
Just better.
No, I like
draw.
I like the teaser a lot.
Draw. Qatar and Ecuador.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't bet. Put Qatar on the teasers. No way. No. You figure it out.
Look, it almost seems too weak. I mean, Rams Saints, I mean, the over under itself, I'm taking the teaser, but 39 still love the under.
Right? Yeah. You know, that
this Rams team is an all time worst offense.
You know, that was one of my biggest losses ever, Harry. Rams Saints. I kind of just like, I get disgusted by it. That was the breeze. That was the phantom. No call on the pass interference. Yeah. So,
you know, fair to stay away from those games all the time.
I can't even really watch the uniforms match up. I'll have to shy away. All right, Brian, I'm going with you. Nice. There you go. That's what I'm doing. By the way, what is that fight to not go the distance? Is that a five round? That's a three round fight or a five round fight?
No, that's five. It's the main event. It's the main event. You're not. It's, I mean, I know.
Well,
what
don't
you're
tell
doing.
Me.
I know what you're doing.
Me.
So you're gonna put that minus a thousand, whatever it is. Minus a
what do you think it is? Minus a thousand. It is
probably
minus
right.
A thousand.
That, yeah. So you're gonna put that with.
Let's do it.
With the Bills.
Tennessee.
You're gonna
Tennessee
put that with Derek's
line.
Team. So you're gonna do that. With
probably. Right. Probably with a couple. Yeah, but there's some.
You're gonna do Michigan, Illinois. I know.
So Georgia. Georgia. They're all stupid. Tennessee, right? 2,300.
Kentucky with the points, though.
Oh, you know what? Can I look up? Let me look up something real quick while you look.
Notre Dame. Up. Go ahead. Yeah. Michigan, you said. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was going to say this weekend.
I mean, already I'm at minus 257. That's pretty good. Maybe I stop there.
This weekend, the best, I will say, guys, best game of the weekend.
Yeah.
We did not talk about it. It's South Carolina Stanford women's basketball on Sunday.
Oh, one star already? Wow.
One versus two. Dude, I haven't seen a line yet. It's out at Stanford, but I would take South Carolina in that game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I was hoping.
I don't think there's a line yet.
I was hoping I could find a line, but
there you go. All right.
Best game of the weekend.
I'm going with Bry. I actually do like yours too, Darren. Harry, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, the uniforms are going to spook me.
So I hear you.
Even watch that. We do have mail, Cousin Sal against all odds at gmail.com from David Dworsky, who claims, and I do recognize the name, says he's an OG member of the Degenerate Hall of Fame and a longtime fan. I do recognize the name. David Dworsky says, I know you guys don't often talk daily fantasy, but this one is for the ages. The last play of the Eagles game, this is Eagles Commanders, cost me a $4,500 seat in a Thanksgiving Day $1 million contest by 0.1 points, the equivalent of 1 yard. And he sends a screenshot. Apparently, and this is news to me, a player who laterals the ball loses the yardage for the fumble and gets credited with the fumble as well. So on this play, Devonta Smith was docked for a lost fumble and minus 14 receiving yards. And Washington D obviously got credit for the fumble recovery and a touchdown. If someone can explain the Devonta scoring to me, I'm all ears. This was also the only conceivable scenario I could have lost. If the original pass had been to Devonta, he at least gets a point for the catch and I still win, even if everything else happened the same from that point.
Wow, that's rough.
It had to be a completed pass to someone else, lateral to Smith, and then he had a fumble lateral the ball backwards at least 50 yards. And it had to be recovered for a touchdown. Absolutely disgusting. So I guess he says it was a 2018 rule change. Oh, cutting out the meaningless extra point. Oh, he said that screws him as well because he had Sly.
What are the odds at all?
Avalanche of horrible luck. Sorry. Well, that's why you're in the Degenerate Gamblers Hall of Fame. Sorry, Dave.
That's terrible, Dave, man.
Not good. I don't even know what to say to him. Dave, jump on this parlay. It's only minus 257. You can't lose. Georgia, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Michigan, and the Derek Lewis fight does not go the distance. Mm. All right. Harry, I'm off to Oregon.
Have fun.
I haven't been to I've been to a couple of UCLA out here in USC. I was gonna say something like, but
let me check the weather here. Let's see what the latest is gonna be.
29.
By the way, it's snowing in Oswego right now, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah,
it's snowing everywhere. It's snowing a lot of places. All right.
Eugene on game Saturday.
Yeah,
give me the number. Low of 24, but high of 47. You're okay.
We'll take it. I don't mind.
That's not terrible.
Let it be cold. It'll be fun. That's going to do it for another episode of Against All Odds for Babyface Joel Solomon, Mikey Meatballs, and Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na